We got back down to the place around lunchtime. Slim and Loper unloaded the cow and calf in the heifer trap and parked the rig in front of the house, and they went inside to eat. No more pats on the head for me. No more, "Thanks, Hank. Nice job, Hank." They'd got what they needed out of me, temporary cow bait, and now they were ready to move along to something else. A nice big hot meal. Okay, if that was the way they were going to operate, I had some things to do myself. Somebody had to look after the ranch while certain unnamed persons stuffed themselves and sat around bragging about their exploits. Furthermore, it suddenly occurred to me that the previous evening I had fallen heir to a fortune and that, holy cats, I had to get down to the trash barrels before somebody set them on fire. I went streaking down the hill, expecting at any moment to see the white wisp of smoke that would tell me my financial empire lay in ruins, like so much burned garbage in a barrel. But luck was with me this time. I found the barrels just as I had left them, three of them in a row, and none was on fire. Now all I had to do was remember which one contained my priceless corn cob, left, right, or middle. Funny, I couldn't remember. All at once, they looked pretty muchly the same. I studied the situation and decided on the middle one. Yes, that was the one. I remembered now. A lot of dogs think you can't search a garbage barrel without turning it over. They go in with no plan, no techniques, no understanding of the physical forces involved, and what they end up with is a big mess. Barrels turned over, garbage scattered over 5 acres, the whole 9 yards. Well, that's unnecessary. Furthermore, it's the mark of an amateur. Your trained professional cow dog will follow a set of procedures, process the garbage in a neat, efficient manner, find out what he's looking for, and leave no clues behind. I don't suppose I need to say which method I use in my work. I took up my position, went into the deep crouch situation, thought through my jump, took my measurements, and made my calculations. Then, and only then, did I go into the jump procedure.